while ago, the world began with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain. But that's all one, our play is done, and we'll strive to please you every day with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain. And we'll strive to please you every day, and we'll strive to please you every day, and we'll strive to please you every day, and we'll strive to please you every day.
In Twelfth Night, Viola was played by Naomi Frederick, Olivia by Vanessa Kirby, Malvolio by David Tennant, Sir Toby by Ron Cook, and Orsino by Paul Reddy. Mariah was played by Rosie Cavaliero, Festy by James Lely, Sir Andrew Aguecheek by Adam James, Sebastian by Tristan Gravel, Antonio by Peter Hamilton Dyer, Fabian by Don Gillet, The Captain by Gerard McDermott, and Valentine by Harry Livingston. The music was composed by Roger Gula. Twelfth Night, or What You Will, by William Shakespeare, was adapted for the radio and directed by Sally Avens.
And the Shakespeare dramas continue here on BBC Radio 3 next week with Romeo and Juliet. And you can listen again to this evening's production until the season ends. We're also making our Shakespeare dramas available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 website for the details. And over on Radio 4, Neil McGregor continues his journey through Shakespeare's restless world each day at 1:45 and 7:45. Tomorrow, he looks at Henry V's Instruments of Battle. A couple of minutes past 10:30, time now on Radio 3 for more World Roots from Brazil with Lucy Duran.
Seguir sua luz, sua força conduz. A Foché é Ojubá. É bonito lhe ver, é tanto prazer que seu canto me dá. Vou seguir sua luz, sua força conduz. A Foché é Ojubá. Foché, Ojubá, Salvador vai se acender, sua estrela vai brilhar, meu olhar resplandecer. Reluzente, Ojubá, ilumine meu viver. Chegou, Xangô, Canjú, Oba, chegou, foi povo de Zambi quem chamou. Reluzente, Ojubá, ilumine meu viver. Chegou, Xangô, Canjú, Oba, chegou. Foi povo de Zambi quem chamou. Eu quero ir com você.
Last week on World Roots, we met the owner of that amazing voice, Virginia Rodriguez. That track, Ojuoba, is from her album from 2000, Nos. And as I said last week, it's one of my top world music albums of all time. To meet her in the city where she was born and hear her pure and almost childlike voice in the flesh, accompanied just by guitar and, of course, the rain, was quite something. That city is Salvador de Bahia. This week on the programme, we'll be meeting another great female vocalist from Salvador, Marieny de Castro. She's very different to Virginia. She's transformed the traditional root style of original samba and has become one of the region's biggest stars. And on the subject of samba, later on, I'm going to be going to the very spot where Brazil's most iconic dance music was born. But first, if you're a music fan and you're in Salvador, there's a day of the week and a place in the city where you have to be.
Tuesday night is a great night to be here in Pelourinho, stunningly beautiful old historic center of Salvador Bahia. There are all kinds of music being played live in the different squares around the cobbled streets. You can hear reggae, you can hear samba, you can hear Afro-Latin music, you can hear Cuban-style music. The place is just packed with people. And up this narrow cobbled street with these beautiful old colonial buildings is a group. I can just see the drumsticks flying in the air. This is a kind of music which is called bloco afro, which is typical of, well, particularly of Salvador Bahia, but especially of Pelourinho. There are so many famous bloco afro groups from here. The old ones like Olodum, Filhos de Gandhi, but the one that we're about to go and see is a group of women, all women, and they're called Banda Dida.
The leader and main singer of this unusual all-female bloco afro group, Banda Dida, is called Viviane Carolini. I asked her about the group's history.
Eu considero que o samba reggae foi o que deu a identidade musical para Salvador. Até então fazia-se diferentes estilos de...
Viviane had some interesting stories to tell. It turns out Viviane was a recent widow. Her husband, Neguinho, who died not long before we were there, had founded the band some 18 years earlier. He also created the now hugely popular style known as samba reggae, which became an important musical symbol of Salvador, drawing musicians and music fans from all over the world, including Michael Jackson and Paul Simon. In fact, Paul Simon featured Neguinho's work on his Grammy-winning album, Rhythm of the Saints, in 1990. All Neguinho asked for by way of payment was the big old house in Old Salvador, where Vivian now lives and was telling me this story, so that he could start his all-female group, Banda Dida.
Escolho o melhor dos pensamentos, pensei, abracei o mar. É festa no céu, é lua cheia, sonhei, abracei o mar. E na hora marcada do na alvorada chegou para si. Cheiro de alfazemas, presentes eu fui levar. E nada pedi, cantei pro mar. E nada pedi, conversei com o mar. E nada pedi, só agradeci. Abracei o mar. Abracei o mar. Abracei o mar. Na lua cheia abracei. Abracei o mar. Escolho o melhor dos pensamentos, pensei. Abracei o mar. É festa no céu, é lua cheia, sonhei. Abracei o mar. E na hora marcada, dona alvorada chegou para se banhar. E nada pediu, cantou pro mar. E nada pediu, conversou com o mar. E nada pediu, e o dia subiu. Uma dúzia de cheiro de alfazema, presentes eu fui levar. E nada pedi, entreguei ao mar. E nada pedi, me molhei no mar. E nada pedi, só agradeci.
We're in Santo Amaro, Bahia, which is located to the north of the Bahia de Todos os Santos in the Bahian Recôncavo. The Recôncavo is the concave-shaped region around the bay where the sugar canes of Bahia, for the most part, were and are located. And it was on these sugar cane plantations that Brazilian samba was born. In the hearts, hands, and hips of the Bantus brought to cut the sugar cane. It's the cradle of samba. Samba was born here, and I think we're going to hear a good example of what this beautiful but dying art form sounds like. This samba is to Brazil what the Delta Blues is to the music of the United States. This samba morphed, developed into many, many different styles, including the golden age of radio music here in Brazil, Carmen Miranda, Cartola, Carnival Samba, Bossa Nova, Brazilian jazz and hip hop. It all started with the samba. The samba moved to Rio de Janeiro towards the end of the 19th century with a flux of Bahians freed slaves going to work mostly the docks in Rio. It's something like the movement of black Americans from the south to the north in the earlier part of the 20th century. So what we're going to hear here is basically how samba began. We're going to hear a very African samba. We're going to hear a samba that was so important in the life of these people who were brought here in chains and slavery. This is Northern party music. This is how these people gave value to their lives back then. They weren't people who could produce material things. They could produce what they had with their bodies, with the simple instruments they had at the time, and that's what this is.
This is Pardal, who's one of the people who's brought me here to Santo Amaro, to a place that I've always heard about as being a real kind of source of the great samba music of this country. You've actually brought me to a place, Pardal, which is really significant in the history of Brazilian music.
This particular place is the House of Samba, is that right?
Yeah, House of Samba, Casa do Samba.
Well, what we've just been listening to is the real root of samba, the national music of Brazil. It's the samba da roda, the circle samba, real folkloric samba in the heart of the place where samba comes from, Santo Amaro.
Yes, 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 I will.
This is Mestre Gato, who is the secretary, the person who runs this house of samba here in Santo Amaro. This is the Casa do Samba. So this is like the center,
the
place
center
where you all meet.
Yes.
So 81 groups.
81.
From Santo Amaro
from all over the region?
From
the whole region.
And you all come, region. They all come here?
All come here.
So what you're doing here at the House of Samba in Santo Amaro, what you're doing here is you're valorizing
this root samba?
Oh my God, oh my God, we do a lot of things. We have Vugafus Connect, we give course, we give our workshops, so in music, but always centered in samba. So people in Rio de Janeiro say that samba is from Rio, it's from Rio, it's from Rio. No, 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 no. We start the samba with the hand.
With clapping, yes.
With clapping hands.
Yes. That's the samba rhythm that you
clap. That's the bass of samba rhythm. Then came the voice. Then came the tambourine for us, pandeiro. And then came the agogô.
Which is the bell?
Yeah, yeah, that's a bell.
Double bell.
Then dish with a knife.
The scraper?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have this tall drum, which looks like a conga drum, but much slimmer version of a conga drum.
This original. This original of the conga drums came from that instrument later work.
So the women are in the circle clapping, and then they come into the middle of the circle with that lovely, graceful shuffling dance.
At this moment, everything changed. Only one.
One at a time, one woman at a time. And just for a short moment, then they go back.
Yeah,
so women are the spice of samba, of circle samba. We are at the cradle of samba, which is certainly Brazil's best known dance, but there's another dance from this country that's also becoming incredibly well known, and that's capoeira. And the real sort of signature sound of capoeira is this musical bow, which is called the birimbau. And so just to give a brief description of it, it's a single piece of cane with one metal string, and it's resonated with a gourd, which he holds against his chest. And then, and he's going to show me how by striking this metal string with a stick. Like that. But then you can change, he's just changed the pitch by pressing against it with some kind of a round disc, a wooden disc. So that's it, that's the birimbau, that's the sound to which the two dancers do their martial art dance, this wonderful kind of spiraling, back-flipping, acrobatic dance. Mestre Gatto, tell us about this.
When we talk about the birimbau, birimbau is responsible for the spirit of a capoeira. The birimbau gives you the feeling. The birimbau belong to capoeira. And here in Brazil, they use it first to warning the fugitive slaves, to give a sign for the others. So we are here. So come on, come on, come on, come on, we are here. Some bar come, who is? Then the birimbau gives a sign. Now that's dum-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum.
So what you're saying is that the birimbau was a way of communicating with slaves who were running away to tell them where the hideout was.
Practice. Vou-me embora pra Bahia. Vou-me embora pra Bahia. Vou ver se dinheiro corre. Se dinheiro não correr, de fome ninguém não morre.
So, Pardal, you're a capoeirista? Is that what one say?
I would like to flatter myself as being such. I studied capoeira quite a number of years ago. And I never approached anything near the level of these kids you've been seeing playing.
The style of capoeira that we're looking at, it's a different style from the slightly better known one. It's actually a bit less flashy.
Yes, it's a lot less flashy. They call it capoeira Angola. It's the style which is understood to be the original style. The other style they call capoeira regional, regional capoeira, which was developed by a man who was called by his nickname, Mestre Bimba. Capoeira Angola took his name from a man by the name of Benedito, and Benedito was an African from Angola, therefore the name, but the style existed before the name.
And what do you know about the history of capoeira?
The history of capoeira has been passed down orally, and there are different ideas as to how it developed. Nobody can say for certain. However, one story that I find intriguing is that capoeira was developed as a fighting art disguised as a dance so that it could be practiced under the eyes of the overseers on the senzalas, which were the slave areas on the sugarcane plantations. Therefore, it has this dance aspect, but at the same time, it's a very serious martial art as well.
There's the kicking, but then there's a lot of ducking, and it's all done...
They call it jinga. Jinga is a Portuguese language word. It's a very Brazilian Portuguese language word for sway. So it's swaying, moving, ducking, as you said. When it's done by somebody who can really do it well, it's anticipating the moves of your opponent and taking him down. Capoeira shows are not uncommon in Europe and in the United States. And these shows tend to try to impress the audiences with flash. Okay, and the capoeiristas are wonderful athletes. There's a lot of high kicking. There are a lot of flips. And this is not a part of the traditional capoeira Angola. There's another story, and that's that they learned to play low because they had to be able to take on opponents in the sugar cane. They would train to stay below the height of the sugar cane, which can vary from, of course, the height of a blade of grass as it's beginning to grow up to the height of a man. But during most of the life cycle, it's low, so they play low.
If I just landed here out of nowhere, just was brought here with a blindfold and then the blindfold was taken off and I looked out across this scene, for sure I would think I was in West Africa. I would think I was in Guinea-Bissau, because what I'm looking at is a river, or what looks to me like a river anyway. It's a piece of water with wooden canoes and mangrove swamps. It's raining. The water's kind of dark and muddy. A lot of kids playing around us. We're at the end of a street in a very small town, well, a village, really, not too far from Santo Amaro, where we were just listening to the wonderful Samba de Roda, the circle samba. But Pardel has brought me here to this particular place, which is called São Brás.
São Brás.
São Brás, for a particular reason. And it has something to do with the t-shirt you're wearing, actually.
Yes, we're going to hear Samba Chula, played and sung by a group called Samba Chula de São Brás, which is formed by principally two brothers, João do Boi, John of the Ox.
Because he owns several cows.
Yes, yes.
And the but other brother?
Is Aluminio.
Aluminium?
Aluminio, well, almost, Aluminio. And that's because when he was a boy, he sweat on the football fields of his youth and shone like aluminum or aluminium to you. Yes. So hence Aluminio, João do Boi and Aluminio.
I mean, this village feels very, very African to me. But we're in the interior of the state of Bahia in northeast Brazil.
More slaves were brought into the port of Bahia than any other place in the world. This is a town or a village which was founded as Quilombo, which here in Brazil means a village of runaway slaves.
Tell us about the style that we're going to hear, Samba Chula.
Okay, Samba Chula is the original samba. Chula is a Portuguese language word denoting something of no value, something cheap. And so, obviously, it was the word applied by the Portuguese to the slaves' music. Chula also can refer to the sung portion of the song. They'll talk about singing a chula. Better yet, they say, grita a chula. They yell the chula. I would imagine, because before amplification, they had to yell out over the sounds of the drums.
So the landowners and the slave owners who used the word chula as a pejorative term to refer to the music that their slaves were playing, mm-hmm, has been sort of appropriated by the musicians themselves to refer to their own music.
Yes, it's been taken by the musicians, and now it's a term of pride. Quite often, if you say Samba de Roda, which is a very common way of referring to this music, circle samba, sometimes you'll even be corrected. There are some slight technical differences between Samba de Roda and Samba Chula. Sometimes you'll say Samba de Roda, and they'll say, no, we play Chula, Samba Chula. It's a term of pride now.
Yeah.
everywhere we go in this stunningly beautiful town, we see a sign that says Cachoeira Heroica, heroic Cachoeira. Why is it heroic?
Here is where the independence of Brazil started in 1822. There was a Portuguese boat in the river, the Paraguaçu River here, with several soldiers, and then there was this reaction of the local community that fought against them, and it's believed to be the moment where this movement of independence of Brazil started.
Well, this is Luis Nicolau, who's an expert in many aspects of, especially of African heritage here in Salvador, Bahia. Is that a correct description?
Well, this is one of my interests indeed, and I'm working and trying to research on this history of African and African-derived kind of culture in Brazil, even more particularly in Cachoeira, which is one of the epicenters of the region where there was the highest slave concentration. It was here where Cachoeira was the tobacco region, and Santo Amaro, which is close to Cachoeira, it was the sugar plantation kind of region. So this is the area where most slaves throughout the 17th, 18th, 19th century concentrated, and also where the landowners also lived. This is why this city, Cachoeira, has such beautiful buildings and kind of colonial architecture.
Cachoeira, eu moro em Jacobina.
Take me around Cachoeira, this place which you say is the place that's closest to your heart in Brazil.
It's true. Now we are in front of the house or the site of the Sisterhood of Our Lady of the Good Death, which is a Afro-Catholic institution that was founded in the 19th century. It's not really clear when it was founded, but probably in the early 19th century. It's another of those Catholic brotherhoods that gathered the Africans and their descendants. And in this case, it's a female sisterhood. Membership was restricted to women that had been initiated in Candomblé. So it's one of those examples of what's called the Afro-Catholic syncretism.
So, Luis, I know this is a very difficult thing to do, but can you give me a brief definition of Candomblé, because obviously Candomblé is central to Afro-Brazilian culture.
Candomblé is a religious institution which derives from African religious practices, and it involves different aspects. The main one is the worship of deities that are called orishas or voduns or inkisis or caboclos, and they receive periodical offerings in their shrines, and it's a very worldly religion in the sense that it's not so much worried about the afterlife, but it's very much concerned with what happens in this world and solving the problems in this world.
It's a Brazilian cultural tradition. It's not sort of straight from Africa.
This is the debate that has kind of permeated Afro-American studies from the beginning, and whether there's this continuity and this kind of transfer from Africa to the Americas, or whether in the Americas has happened this new invention, this creation. I tend to try to reconcile both positions and saying, yes, there's some sort of structural kind of continuities that you could trace back to Africa, but of course there are all these new adjustments and creations that respond to the local and historical reality of Brazil.
Thank you.
crescente, é de boa cidade reluzente, é de boa cidade florescente, é de boa. Ele, ela é de boa, ela é de boa, ela é de boa, é de boa cidade encantada. Sua majestade real, para que do ritual do candomblé exalta as cidades de Queta e Sabé. Ferido vingou-se o homem utilizando seus poderes. Passaram-se anos difíceis, sofreram muitos seres. Os vassalos ficaram sem pastos, a fauna e a flora não brotavam mais. As mulheres ficaram estéreis, a flor do seu sexo não se abrirá jamais. Ele, ela é de boa, ela é de boa, ela é de boa. Ele, ela é de boa, ela é de boa. Para era o ritual. Durante várias horas travou-se batalha entre o bem e o mal. Depois retornaram com o rei para a floresta sagrada, onde comeram a massa de ame bem passada, onde será comida por todos os céus. Negros homens em comunhão com Deus. Ele, ela é de boa, ela é de boa, ela é de boa. Cidade reluzente, é de boa, cidade florescente, é de boa.
Well, this is a place that has a musical importance as well.
Yes, there's a lot of beautiful music from Cachoeira. And Cachoeira is also was home to Os Tincoãs, one of the Tincoãs being Mateus Aleluia.
So that's the singer, songwriter, and guitarist Mateus Aleluia, who we heard last week.
Yes. So Os Tincoãs was a group founded in the early 1960s. Their first album was an album of boleros, bolero being a style which was popular at the time. Mateus came in, and the style of the group changed to songs based in candomblé, sung in the style of Black American spirituals. The name Os Tincoãs, the Tincoã is a bird, not uncommon in this region, a beautiful bird, which is said to be capable of warning humans of impending danger.
Capela da Ajuda já deu um sinal.
Se quiser sambar, apareça.
Capela da Ajuda já deu um sinal.
Se quiser sambar, apareça.
É bem ritmado, é um samba quente
que vai mexendo com a gente.
É bem ritmado, é um samba quente
que vai mexendo com a gente.
E os
Luis, you've been taking us around this town, Cachoeira, in the state of Bahia, in northeast Brazil, and we've visited various sites of great kind of cultural and historical importance. Well, we started out in the place where independence, Brazilian independence, began, and we've ended up here at the top of one of the hills overlooking Cachoeira, right next to the cemetery of the Africans and the African descendants who died here in Cachoeira. Clearly, this is a place of enormous cultural importance and a place that's special to you.
Cachoeira, it's one of the epicenters, I would say, of this African heritage, and that you can perceive this in terms of the culture, the culinary, the religious expression, but also in embedded kind of bodily expressions. You see people walking and how they carry their packets on top of the head and how they salute themselves among themselves. And you can sense this past that it's transmitted through generations. And also probably the most visible expression of this African heritage is religion, and because of this importance of Candomblé and these religious practices, Cachoeira, as well as Salvador, has been sometimes called the Black Rome.
And out of Candomblé, which is actually quite a secret religion, it's not something you can access easily, as you were saying earlier on, but out of Candomblé comes so much popular culture. It's the source of so even samba.
Candomblé is an initiation kind of religious practice where secret is very important, and also kind of symbolic elements that you can draw from Candomblé are widespread, and you see the names of buildings called with the names of African deities. You see all this influence in music. And so this presence of the icons of Candomblé in the public space forms part of present-day Brazilian culture, I would say.
Before leaving Salvador de Bahia, this intensely musical city in northeast Brazil, there was one other singer I wanted to catch up with. She's famous in the region for drawing on exactly the kinds of root samba that we've been listening to in the countryside towns of Santo Amaro and Cachoeira, and turning it into an urban and very popular sound. This is Mariene de Castro.
Diga mãe que eu cheguei. Caminha para o mar, em água de se perder. Eu não me deixo levar. Eu andei, andei lá, andei lá, andei lá. Eu já sei o caminho, andei lá, andei lá, andei lá, andei lá. Eu já sei o caminho, andei lá. Eu nasci, me criei no colo das iabás. Andei por cima das pedras, fiz
beira do mar. Andei lá no Cantuá, andei no Samba de Edite, andei lá no Tororó, andei no Cortejo do Bonfim. Andei, andei, andei lá na festa do Divino. Cantei pro menino me abençoar. Ainda vou caminhar. Andei lá, andei lá.
So Mariene, your music is samba, but it's samba specifically from here, from Bahia. Is that right?
It is samba from Bahia. It's samba de raiz, that's root samba. Samba de roda, the samba in all its guises. The ijexá, the chula, and the instrumentation is also very specific to this region. My work is very focused on the music of this region.
I think a lot of people outside Brazil think of samba as being from Rio de Janeiro. But in fact, Bahia plays a very important role in the history of samba. And your music seems to me to be a very roots form of samba.
É, o samba, ele sai daqui da Bahia, do samba de roda, vai para o Rio de Janeiro.
Samba comes out of Bahia from the samba de roda, and it then traveled to Rio de Janeiro. They developed the samba in Rio, creating the characteristics which are particular to Rio samba and different from Bahia's. For example, the way of singing, the phrasing, there is a big difference between the two sambas. Everyone knows how much the samba evolved in Rio de Janeiro and the extent to which it is appreciated, much more than the samba here.
As an artist from Bahia and someone who sings the samba of Bahia, I still feel that this is very much the case. The samba of Bahia is not valued, and there isn't the awareness of it in Brazil. The world knows samba as samba from Rio de Janeiro.
You're also singing for the orixas, aren't you? You're singing for the deities of Candomblé.
As minhas raízes, as minhas origens, a história do meu povo.
I sing of my roots, my origins, the history of my people, and I can't do that and not mention how much black blood I carry in my veins and how proud I am about this. As part of this, and with a lot of respect, I sing what can be sung from the candomblé outside the ritual context. I take part in candomblé and learn more about the religion every day. There is no doubt, it is Samba de Roda's biggest influence. It's where it all began.
And also, some of your songs are by very well-known composers like Dorival.
Com certeza. Esse repertório que eu faço é o retrato dos compositores baianos.
Yes, the repertoire I sing portrays the work of Baiano composers. And in my opinion, Dorival Caymmi is the great master, not only in the music of Bahia, but in Brazilian music as a whole. I also sing the songs of composers from Rio, paying homage to and promoting the meeting of these two sambas. It's very natural that they should meet, because they are brothers, they come from the same womb. That is how I feel about the sambas of Rio and Bahia. They are two brothers who meet.
Na soledade e no largo dos aflitos tinha samba de verdade. Vi mamãe na areia, vi mamãe na areia. Eu vi mamãe nas coxinhas do mar, vi mamãe na areia. Vi mamãe na areia, vi mamãe na areia. Eu vi mamãe nas coxinhas do mar, vi mamãe na areia. Quando preta vestida vendia o seu quitute gostoso. Se comprava banho de capim cheiroso. E quando o bonde subia, o bom vim com a procissão. O senhor já descia o tabuão. Quando Samuel de Deus, no vapor de cachoeira, saudava os santos de Angola no jogo da capoeira. Vi mamãe na areia.
Music from Salvador in northeast Brazil. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and now Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello.
A program of contrast this week as we preview jazz at this year's Brighton Festival that runs from the 5th to the 27th of May. Dennis Rollins in the background. We'll talk to him and a bit of hip-hop from Balogi. And across the Steinways, John Turvill and Takana Miyamoto play at the Pizza Express in Dean Street in London. Well, it's quite a short programme today and there's plenty of great music to play, so let's kick off with something from highly regarded saxophonist Paul Booth, whose recent CD is a concept album of using three trios on the recording to play three pieces each. All this was conceived after Paul had turned the ripe old age of 33 and started seeing the number three everywhere. Last July, Paul launched Trilateral, and here's the track featuring Phil Robson on guitar and Andriano Aduali on percussion, and it's Nick Drake's 3 Hours.
Thank you.
Pathway Records. That was the track by Nick Drake called 3 Hours, taken from the CD Trilateral, with Paul Booth on tenor sax, Phil Robson on guitar and Andriano Adewale on percussion. The two other trios that make up the lineup on this CD are Clarence Penn on drums with Matt Brewer on bass, and Ross Stanley on Hammond B3 organ and Andrew Bain on drums. And you can hear Paul play with Stan Tracy on April the 28th at the Bull's Head in Barnes. The Brighton Festival runs from the 5th to the 27th of May, and as ever, the programme is rich with texture and inventiveness. We're going to talk to two of the musicians appearing at the festival, and first on the line from his hometown in Doncaster is trombonist Dennis Rollins, who plays on the 7th of May. Hello, Dennis.
Good to be here on Jazz Lineup.
Thank you very much. Obviously, you're very